Welcome to Futures and Languages, a podcast showcasing stories from UCF Modern Languages and Literature's Department alumni. I'm Christina Torres. I'll be your host for this episode, and today we'll be talking with Madeline Diller, who graduated from the MA TESOL program in spring of 2020. Maddie, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.
So to get us started off here, could you tell us a little bit about yourself?
Well, I am Florida born and raised. I've lived here my whole life. I went to undergrad at the University of Florida and then came straight into my master's here at UCF.
Awesome. And just out of curiosity, what prompted you to choose UCF's MA TESOL program?
Well, one thing that I really liked when I was looking at different programs, there were two things that stood out to me. The first was having the option to do a thesis. A lot of other master's programs specifically were a lot more focused on joining current professors' research. So I liked that there was the opportunity to be a little more independent with that. And I also really liked the different places where TAs got placed in UCF's program. So I liked the hands-on experience that allowed, as opposed to, again, other maybe TA-ships you could get other places.
Gotcha. And TA-ships, just for anyone listening, would be the teaching assistantships that are offered to graduate students. So you are a fresh graduate at this point in our conversation. Yeah. So again, congratulations. This is very exciting. What are your plans for life after graduation?
Well, everything is a little bit not as I pictured it right now, being in the middle of all the COVID things.
For sure.
But I have currently accepted a position at Penn State in a doctorate program for the fall. So if everything is normal enough to move by then, I'll be moving. And if not, I'll still be starting the program if that looks remote or online for fall 2020.
Congratulations, Penn State. That's exciting.
I'm excited to continue my studies.
For sure. So you're going in the academic track. What inspired you to continue going down this academic track?
A few different things. I love learning. It's always been a gift to continue my education to where I have gotten today. And I know that I think sometimes the more you learn, the more you realize you don't know, which is part of the blessing and the curse. So I'm excited to keep learning and to keep further developing my skills as a teacher through research-grounded approaches. I'm really passionate about that. I know that not everyone loves the research side and not everyone loves the teaching side. And I think I like dabbling in both. So I want to keep continuing to like bridge that for future teachers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And this kind of dovetails into my next question then. How did the MA TESOL program prepare you for your post-graduation plan?
I don't want to sound like a broken record, but I do circle back to the thesis option. I think considering that I knew that I wanted to continue in academia and that a master's was another step to a doctorate program and to hopefully becoming a professor eventually. So the ability to do the thesis and to do independent research was the most different experience that I'd ever had from teaching an internship or taking another class, but actually thinking through a concept, thinking through a methodology, and then kind of pursuing other areas of research that have already been conducted in that area. It was the most challenging thing that I've done in a while, but also really rewarding to know that I could and to see that I enjoyed doing that, that it was something I could see myself doing again in the future. Yes. So I would say that I would really recommend that for anyone who wants to consider or is thinking maybe they want more experience in academia. It was a really good experience and was, you know, a lot more guided than if you were doing independent research on your own or classroom research. The opportunity to work with faculty along the way is really helpful too.
Great. Yeah, that collaboration in research projects is always nice to feed off that energy. So you're talking about your research and your thesis. Could you tell us a little bit about your thesis topic and maybe some of what you've discovered?
Sure. So I am interested in a variety of things, but I think that they overlapped nicely for my thesis. I'm really interested in pronunciation teaching specifically. It's a pretty under-taught and under-researched area of L2 learning, and I think there's a lot of different feelings and approaches that we as teachers take to pronunciation and that students have when they approach it. So it's a really important area to have a holistic understanding of for teachers. But one thing that I started finding as I looked through the research is that it's a really elective course in a lot of master's or undergraduate TEFL certificate programs. So what I did was I looked at narrative-based approaches. So I had participants who had observed a pronunciation course over the course of a semester, and I examined their narrative reflections on their experiences to see what kind of their feelings were towards it, if those changed over time, if they felt maybe more confident or more interested in pronunciation teaching by the end of it. And yeah, the results were really interesting. I think it seems intuitive to say that observing a course would make you feel more confident in teaching on your own, but it's not an opportunity that many MA or undergrad TEFL certificate students have. So that being able to provide that opportunity to them is really vital. And especially with the opportunity then to be working with, again, an experienced faculty member who can guide them and explain their pedagogical reasoning to them. That was one of the biggest things that stood out in the data, was latching on to what the instructor was doing and kind of rationalizing the techniques through the theory that they were familiar with already. So really interesting.
Mm-hmm. Wow, that's great. Thank you so much for sharing that experience. And I know you've had a lot of experiences in this, in your program, and you've been very involved as your during your assistantship. Do you have a favorite story from your time in the MAT cell?
Oh, that's a good question. I think one of my favorite things, this is not a good story, but one of my favorite things has been getting to, in my TAship, I teach an undergraduate course, a couple sessions of it. And one of my favorite things has been doing what I kind of already mentioned, is being able to connect the theory that I am starting to learn more about, the practices that many teachers are asked to do with or without a theoretical background. And so in this course, I get to kind of make those connections for students. So it's always really, really empowering, I think, to the undergrad students to be able to make those connections and see it. So that's just been really inspiring to me, again, and confirming that this is what I should do in the future.
Yeah.
It's wonderful to get to work with them and collaborate with them. And I learned so much from them as well.
Mm-hmm. I think it's always so nice when you teach teacher training courses and you feel like the learning is going both ways, because it solidifies a few things that you're already thinking about. And then in the teaching of it, you refresh yourself on the reasons why you're doing things or the justifications for what you're doing. But something that I heard a while ago is when you think about impact, you know, you teach students, you teach your learners, and then you feel good about their learning. But if you also teach teachers, then you expand the breadth of the amount of people that you've affected during the course of your career. So that was always very inspirational when I heard that, when it was first put to me in that way.
Yeah, that's wonderful.
Yeah. Got another question here for you, and this is the last one, is what advice would you offer someone who is interested in studying TESOL?
Another good question. I think that one thing that's really important is just getting hands-on experience. So whether that is taking classes yourself, like teacher training classes in a TESOL program, or even an online certificate to see if it's something that you like. So knowing kind of a little bit of what to teach, but then also equally important is the how to teach. So getting as varied classroom experiences as possible, observing different kinds of classrooms, different proficiency levels, different learner contexts, just being able to be as involved as possible to see not only what you like, but what different techniques are used in all the different areas, and then seeing how they can transfer across different contexts and populations. I think that that's been one of the most valuable things at UCF for me, is the different opportunities that I've gotten to observe really different classrooms, some completely different than I'd ever had before I moved to Orlando. Mm-hmm. So I'm really grateful for that. And I think that that has pushed me a lot as an instructor.
Great. Out of curiosity, what are just some of those different types of classrooms that you've been able to observe and experience?
So I've had a couple different opportunities. I've been more experienced in the past with academic settings, so IEPs or ELIs. I had some experience in that, and continued to get to observe some of those at UCF. But other ones that added to that were more volunteer-led classes. So those are often for more underserved populations, a lot of immigrant communities who the students move here and have to start working to survive. And that's very different from an intensive English program where students are here solely for the purpose of studying English. So it becomes a lot more difficult for these students to have access to English training or even time or money or resources for it. So these volunteer-led classes were really eye-opening for me in terms of the access that some learners don't have but really need to English skills in order to have not just successful, but even content lives here, even to feel this sense of belonging or integration into their communities. So that was just something I'd never really had to think about with, again, the academic settings. And I love teaching both. Both have unique challenges and rewards. But I think that it's a really imperative context for us to think about as teachers, especially when we think about where our skills can be used and where they're needed the most. So I'd really encourage students to push outside of that and try, again, the different contexts can be really eye-opening for teachers.
Great. Well, thank you so much, Maddie, for joining us today.
Oh, thank you.
We really appreciate hearing your stories, and we're excited to have you in our alumni lineup. Thank you, everyone, for listening to this episode of Futures in Languages. I'd like to give a shout-out to DaVideo Guy for our intro and outro music, downloaded from freesound.org. I'm Christina Torres, and our featured guest today was Madeline Diller. Tune in next time to hear more alumni stories from Modern Languages. For more information about the MATSOL and other language programs in the Modern Languages Department, please visit our website at mll.cah.ucf.edu.